The next coach on the teleconference is Nebraska's Mike Riley. The Cornhuskers are 4-0 in conference play and 7-0 overall. Nebraska visits Wisconsin on Saturday, a 7 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on ESPN. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions?
Hello?
Hello, Coach Riley.
Yes.
Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions?
Straight to questions is good.
We'll take questions now.
To ask a question, please press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, following 2 prompts, we'll conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Jason Galloway, Wisconsin State Journal.
Hi, Mike. How are you doing?
Good, Jason. Thanks.
You and Paul are both, you know, seeing a lot of success in your second year of your respective programs. I was wondering, you know, what you think has been the key for your team's fast start, and what do you think Paul has done to kind of elevate Wisconsin?
Well, I always think that time in a program is really, really, really important, and there's the football part of it, of course, that I think in the first year everybody's kind of getting used to, and both the team and the coaching staff is adapting, and you know, and then you've got some things culturally in a program that you want that you're kind of building upon forever. But you know, in the initial stages, you're trying to establish the football, you're trying to establish values that you want in a program, and time is just the most important element there, so you can gain that trust that is so much fun and so important with a team. I think it's just truly a matter of growth, and you know, for us, it was kind of seeing the maturation of a football team right in front of your eyes.
I appreciate it.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your next question is from Brian Bennett, ESPN.com.
Hey, Mike. I wonder how familiar you were with Nebraska's really strong offensive line tradition when you got there, and then maybe what you got from your relationship with Coach Tenneper the last couple of years.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, we in football, we're always aware of, you know, the kind of the foundation of Nebraska football was kind of the running game, the great history of offensive linemen. And when you get here and you get to meet some of those guys, and then especially getting to be around Milt, it was a true pleasure and honor to get to know him. What a tremendous man. What a great help he was to us as a new staff, both in just kind of learning about Nebraska, but also just being a good guy and kind of embracing our staff. He and our line coach became really good friends. I know Coach Cav, when we came here, he was so excited about the fact that he heard Milt Tenneper was still around, and we had those guys, Milt included, with Charlie McBride and George Darlington. We'd have them in staff meetings. One time we had a big meeting just for them, just to hear them talk about Nebraska and give us some advice, and we told stories. They told stories. It was really, really fun. So we really appreciated that. We miss him daily because he came to practice often, and we're just thankful for that time we had with him.
I know you've got some promising players on your offensive line now, but what would it take to kind of get back to that tradition of, you know, All-Americans, All-Conference performers regularly on the offensive line there?
Well, I think we're talking about two things here. We're talking about continued development of guys in the program, and then also the recruitment of players, you know, that can eventually play at that high of a level. That's a great goal to try to achieve, is to get back to those kinds of lines and that kind of front where, you know, that you can say these guys are All-American type players, you know, so it's a project in that way. We inherited some good players from Bo's team that we're really, really super glad that we have, and So we're working on their continued development, and at the same time, we're recruiting for the future guys that can kind of carry on and grow and help us grow. You know, the recruitment of both lines is a key to the success of the program, and that's a big focal point for us.
All right. Thank you very much.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your next question is from Shannon Ryan, Chicago Tribune.
Hi, I know you've talked about this, but your relationship and history with Paul Chris, just you kind of marvel at where you guys are now, and maybe if you could just, you know, discuss what you've seen from him developing through these years as a coach and kind of the journey you guys have taken. Yeah, thanks.
Kind of fun stuff, Sharon. That's a great question. I'm really thankful for my first meeting with Paul. You know, I was in the World League in San Antonio, Texas. We had another great guy on our staff. Phil Savage was coaching our receivers, and we were in our first training camp ever with a new league, new team, and Phil got an offer from Bill Belichick at the Cleveland Browns at that time, and we had to convince him that he had to go because it was a real job, and so that was the start of Phil Savage's career in the NFL. And we had met a young man and his brother when we were doing the draft in Orlando, and that young man was Paul Christ. Our general manager knew the family, and he said, "Well, what would you think about bringing this guy in to replace Phil?" And so through that transition, we then kind of started that relationship that, you know, in my life and in my career was one of the best things that ever happened. Paul's just a tremendous person. He's a great friend. We've had a lot of fun in football through the years with different teams at all levels, and I think we could both go back to that little school in San Antonio where we had our team headquarters and enjoy football like we do today, and we'd be happy doing that. And at the same time, I'm really proud for what he's achieved, and I have great admiration for the way his teams have played, both at Pittsburgh and now at Wisconsin. So it'll be hard to beat him, but it'll be fun to see him, and it makes me proud to play against him.
Coach, thank you very much for your time today. We'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Thanks. Bye-bye.